You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 here on this Tuesday, November 14th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Herger. Joining me today is Gina Gunderson from ECFE. And Gina, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Tyler.
Well, it's great to have you on. And firstly, I think I think we need to remind everyone, what is ECFE?
So ECFE is Early Childhood Family Education. It's a program with Crookston Community Education through Crookston Public Schools. And we offer classes and activities for parents and their children, ages birth through five. And we know all of society benefits from strong families and healthy, capable children. And so ECFE is designed to include children and their parents in activities that strengthen parenting skills and encourage children in caring ways that bring them both together to do some meaningful activities during our events and classes.
Yeah, it's wonderful that what you guys do. And what age range are you typically working with?
Birth to age five.
And you just had an event last night that was really successful, and you've also had a couple of events in the fall that have been really successful too.
Yes. So we are always busy with our activities and classes and events. And so last night we had Daddy and Me class, encouraging dads to bring their children into the Washington School Gym for some fun playing and active. And we had, I counted 17 dads and 26 children. So the gym was packed and loud and fun. And we had a great evening.
What are some of the things that people are doing at that event?
They built forts with the mats
last night
and be able to drive their cars through them and climbing. There's a trampoline out, balls that they can play catch with, and the basketball hoops are in there. So kiddos trying to reach the basketball hoops. But yeah, it was a great event. And then at the end, we gather in a circle and sing some songs and visit for a little bit before we end.
We were talking before we went on the air. It's a great way for dads and kids to build those core memories.
100%, yes. It was really exciting as dads kept coming in and then watching them engage and play. And, you know, some made it a dad night where there were other siblings that maybe could have come, and they decided to just have it be a one-on-one event. And it's also fun to see the dads interacting with each other, and they know each other too. And just to see some conversation happening as well, because that's important for parents too.
Yeah, there's no age limit on having fun with the fort too, right? That's just
right?
A fun thing to
yes.
to do. So
yep.
Yeah, that's just one of the events that you've had that took place last night. But there were other events in the fall that you've had that were pretty successful?
Yeah, so we have had a Celebrate the Young Child event, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. We did Castle Park, and then not necessarily affiliated with ECFE, but the Early Childhood Initiative puts on the Boo Run, and that event was huge for children and families. We had over 200 people attend that. It was a beautiful, beautiful night at Castle Park, and then we offer some weekly classes, and then our evenings in the gym. So actually tonight we have Unplug and Play in the gym again, and so people with children birth through five can come and enjoy the gym again tonight.
Are there registration for these events?
Not for our Unplug and Play and Pop In and Play. Daddy and Me, we ask for registration. Just depends on the event. Typically, if it's a bigger event, we ask that families are registering ahead of time.
How come in a program like ECFE is so important to the community?
Well, we know that parents are the first and most influential person in their child's development and early learning. And so they form a foundation for school success and then a meaningful and productive life, which, again, is community.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
Why should people participate in these ECFE events?
Oh, goodness, we could be here all day if I talked about the benefits of coming and participating in ECFE. You know, I see so many parents forming lifelong friendships. It's kiddos are learning how to develop socially during and interacting, and we always unplug and play. We always kind of joke that it should be something about sharing, because we are learning a lot about sharing in the gym on those nights, which is really important for children's development. So, yeah, lots of benefits.
Yeah, and unplug and play, that's going to be tonight. So what goes on at the unplug and play?
So the gym is just set up again for active physical play, and we all clean up together, and then we either do a story or some singing at the end, and it's from five to six, so an hour.
Are there any other events coming up in the ECFE?
Yeah, so we have, again, all happening in 1 week in November, but Pop In and Play, which is the same concept as Unplug and Play, but that's Saturday morning, and it just allows families who are busy during the week to be able to come in on Saturday morning and enjoy gym time and some active play. And maybe it'll be nice enough we could be outside on the playground.
Cross our fingers.
I
Who
know,
would have thought that?
Right?
Especially a couple of weeks ago when we saw snow on the ground, and now it's in the 50s. It's nice and sunny.
It's good fantastic.
Good enough to get the kids outside some fresh air before everyone's cooped up for the winter.
100%. I was in with kindergartners yesterday, and we only had to wear coats outside, and so hard to comprehend. You don't need your boots and your hats and your mittens after bundling up for a few weeks. So
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, it's all really wonderful stuff that you're able to do. And both the event today and on Saturday, those are events you don't need to register
you
for?
You do not need to register. Just show up. So Saturday's event is from 10:30 to 11
and
in the morning
and at
Washington.
That at? Okay.
Yep, in the gym.
Yep.
Yeah, and then we have in the last Monday in November, we have Grandparents' Night, which is another really well-attended event. And so that we invite grandparents to come in with their children birth through five. Our school readiness teachers are typically there in their classrooms, and so families can meander down the hall and check out classrooms, and it's pretty fun for grandparents to get to meet their grandchildren's teacher that they talk about all the time and see what their classroom looks like and artwork. And then we have the gym available as well for that event. So
is that another pretty popular event?
It is. Yeah, it's a great event. Yep.
So another wonderful event to look forward to, and that's coming up it's going to come up quickly, I'm sure.
It will.
The date again is,
I think, the November 27th. So the last Monday in November.
Yep, so keep an eye out for that. And yeah. Is that one that people need to register for?
Yes, we like that they register for that, just so we know how many families are going to attend.
And how can people register?
They can call Washington School. They on the flyer, you can email Lori Morgan at the school district. And register those ways.
We were talking earlier about the importance of just kids playing. How come it is so important?
Well, so our Celebrate the Young Child Collaborative this year is focusing on the importance of play. We know that play is the life of a child. Play is learning, and children learn through their playing experiences, all playing experiences every day. So we know that by the age of five, a child's brain has developed 90%. And so those first formative birth through 5 years are huge for a child's overall development, not just brain development, but overall development. So we know that play promotes brain development, play increases a child's creativity, play allows children to self-regulate, play that involves physical activity promotes gross motor skills, strength, endurance, and physical health, part of the reason we do our Pop In and Plays and gym time. Play helps develop problem-solving skills. Play is crucial in enhancing social development. And parents who play with their children form a stronger bond with them. So there are just so many things that are important and why children play.
And that's so important why you guys hold some of these events, because you're enhancing that.
Yes, definitely.
And for people who might ask, well, you know, my kids, they're just playing at school, and it might not seem as productive, but really it is extremely productive in multiple different ways.
So many different ways. All of the ways I just described, every day children are learning through play. Yeah.
So sometimes it's not just, you know, sitting down and maybe learning your ABCs or learning your numbers. Sometimes you're able to learn that through the playing process, or, you know, sharing, and some of the other things that are
just
definitely as important.
Well, and using the Fort from last night, how many children got together to work on building the fort and all of the different things that they were learning, and parents helping them and communicating and talking with them about how they were going to do it and what it was going to look like. And then they put a top over it and it was dark. And so lots of great conversation and social development going on.
Especially coming out of COVID, where there wasn't as many social opportunities. And so that's probably hurt some socializing in some aspects. Now that we're out of COVID, getting back to that social routine is very key.
Yes, definitely. Yep.
And then you also wanted to talk about the Dolly Parton Imagination Library.
Yes. So Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is managed through Crookston Public Schools. And so we invite parents with children birth to age 4 to register. The program provides one book every month to your child until their 5th birthday. Comes in the mail. Pretty exciting. And you can register for this at imaginationlibrary.com. And then I will approve that. And then the books will start coming. And yeah, it's a really, really great program. The Crookston Early Childhood Initiative and United Way have been funding the cost of the books so that we can keep this program going. We currently have 185 children registered, so that is amazing.
That's excellent stuff to hear.
Yes.
How come it's so important to get kids to read at such a young age?
Well, Dolly is a huge advocate on, so she's done amazing things with this program. But we know that, again, reading to your child builds lifelong skills and develops relationships and vocabulary, and so really important to be reading with your children and talking to them every single day.
And I'm sure that helps with brain development too.
100%. Yep. Definitely.
So that's an excellent thing.
Yes.
And where can you find out more information on the Dolly Parton Imagination Library?
So the newsletter is on the Crookston Public Schools website. And so there's information there. They can always reach out to Washington School. And 281-5078 is the phone number. And you can go to imaginationlibrary.com. And there's lots of information. There's activities that correlate with them that parents could do with the books that their children are receiving, and lots of different things. And then we also have the census, which I like to talk about too. That's part of my job with ECFE. So if your family has a new addition through birth or adoption, we encourage you to notify the Washington School office to share your information. And so this allows us to send information regarding preschool events, early childhood screening, and kindergarten roundup to families.
And how can people get on the census?
By just contacting Washington School. And we have a form. We collaborate with Riverview Health. And so I just got a packet of the new babies that were born at Riverview for the past few months. And so it's exciting to see all those new babies coming into Crookston.
Yeah. It's always exciting. New life. There's nothing quite like it. You mentioned the newsletter. What are some things that people can find in the newsletter?
So pretty much everything that we talked about. So we have, the contact information is in there. What is ECFE? Our weekly classes, which right now we still have some spaces in those classes. So if families are looking for some things to do during the day, we have Monday, Wednesday, and Friday class. Our early childhood special events, which would be grandparents' night. And then in December, we are actually doing ECFE is going to the movies.
Ooh.
So we'll be at the theater in December. And then we have our monthly classes, pop in and play, unplug and play, different community programs that are offered in Crookston, and then other school programs, and then a registration form.
What are those Monday, Wednesday, Friday weekly events that you have going on?
So on Mondays, we have a class called Full Steam Ahead, and it's science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And so it's for an hour on Monday mornings. And so we are doing activities relating to those things. Wednesday is Mixed Stage Magic. This is a fun class. It is a separating class. So we start off in the gym, go to the classroom, and then the parents leave and come with me to do just a parent education conversation. And the children stay in the classroom with the ECFE teacher. Really, really great. That's a really fun class. And then Oh, the Places We'll Go is we explore Crookston on Friday mornings. So I'm a big proponent on outdoor learning. And so if it's nice outside, we're going to be outside. So much to explore outside. Otherwise, there's lots of places inside to go to and explore.
Where are some of the places you go?
Well, Castle Park would be number one. Last Friday, we actually went to Tomford's. They had a holiday open house, and then we headed over to Willow and Ivy. And so fun for the moms to see. One of them hadn't been to Willow and Ivy before. So fun for them to explore and see what we have to offer in Crookston as well. So,
how come you're such a big proponent of outdoor playing?
Outdoor playing, well, fresh air. There is so much to learn and explore, and kiddos develop, and that unstructured play is really important, again, for brain development and growth. So,
yeah, that's all very interesting stuff. A lot of great information you can find on the newsletter, and there should be a winter newsletter coming out pretty soon, right?
Yes, hopefully beginning of December we'll have the new newsletter out, and so some fun. You know, we're always we have our traditional Build a Wood project and our March Musical Madness, and where we collaborate with Miss Ellis at the high school, and so lots of traditional things that we've done for a few years that are big hits. So looking forward to those.
Yeah, so some big events coming up in the winter. Let's recap again a couple of the events that are going to be coming up, because there's a lot going on with ECFE. It feels like we could have you on a couple times a month to talk about everything you guys have going on, and it's such a wonderful program. So let's go back over what's going on this week and in the upcoming weeks.
So we have Unplug and Play tonight. So come on over to Washington School Gym for that. Pop in and play on Saturday morning, 10:30 to 11. Grandparents Night, November 27th, so grandparents can bring their children to Washington School for a fun evening. And then in December, ECFE is going to the movies, so at the Grand Theater. So that'll be fantastic. That's always a well-attended event as well. Last year, we tried to do a tour of lights on a school bus. Well, it was very, very cold, and so the windows all fogged up, and the roads were icy and bumpy, so we decided we'd go an alternative route this year.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, assuming we don't have a third or fourth fall in December again, yes, it'll probably still be cold again. It's nice to get inside and warm up, and, a movie, another way how you can develop the brain at a young age, and a new way for them to interact. Maybe kids don't get to watch movies as much, or they don't go to the movies.
No,
it might be their first time.
Yes, for a lot of them, it is their first time coming to the theater, so that's exciting. And we're just there for an hour, so we watch a really short movie and then try and do something interactive as well.
Well, Gina, is there anything else you'd like to hit on today's Valley Talk?
Just to make sure, parents that you and grandparents, anybody, that you are playing, talking, interacting with your children every day. They're such meaningful times, and they grow up way too fast. So enjoy them.
Yeah, it's the small things that might seem like you might forget about, but like you said, talking to them, playing with them, maybe reading a book every single night or every week. That Dolly Parton Imagination Library, great way to interact with their children.
Yes, just,
that interaction is so important.
It is. And getting outside and getting fresh air. You know, we are super fortunate in Crookston to have all of those amazing parks that are updated and just so much to offer. So explore those awesome parks too.
Well, Gina, thank you very much for coming in on today's Valley Talk. I look forward to speaking with you again down the road.
Thanks for having me.
So that was Gina Gunderson from ECFE.